I believe if my granddaddy, Dr. Martin Luther King Sr., were here today, he would say, keep looking up. That was one of his favorite scriptures, you know. And so we have common law, and the Supreme Court has exercised that from their high place of authority. And yet God is even higher than the Supreme Court. So the verdict is not totally in. We're still praying and waiting to hear from God, and that's my position. Yet you have to see what pastors and preachers across America are going to do. So it's going to be a long, hot summer and an interesting year ahead. Neil, love and sex are two entirely different things. And so who is anyone to argue about who can love who? But sex, procreation, that kind of thing, God has some specific plans for that. And so I say that love is universal and we should be able to love whomever. But there are some guidelines for sexuality, and we are not going to be able to throw that out the window. So people have not been taught, not properly educated. It's not to be done in a hateful manner. So there's a lot of teaching to be done and a lot of loving to be done. And I believe that God is going to guide us. I've been praying more now than I've ever prayed before. And so I do want to say that love and sex are two different things. And so as we begin to learn that and move forward with compassion, I believe that God is going to surprise us. I really do.